Neil Soto.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to start the briefings now. The first update is going to be on enforcement, and Bay Gilchrist is going to give the update.
So, as of now, we have issued a total of 6 notices of violation. 2 have been issued to Anaplex and Aircraft, 1 each for emitting high hexavalent chrome emissions. Another notice of violation has been issued to Anaplex for failing to provide records. An additional notice of violation has been issued to Carlton Forge for causing a public nuisance by emitting burning metallic odors that emanated into the community. In addition, as previously reported, we have also issued a notice of violation to Procast Industries for operating unpermitted equipment, and an additional notice of violation to Golden State Engineering for operating unpermitted equipment. We have petitioned our hearing board to issue an order for abatement against Anaplex and Aircraft to reduce the high hexavalent chrome emissions coming from those facilities. That first hearing will be tomorrow, December 14th at 1 p.m. here at our district headquarters.
Thank you, Bay. Next update is going to be from Amir. Amir is going to give an update on permitting.
And Derek, but I apologize, and our investigation is continuing and it is ongoing.
Okay, Amir.
Hello. Our engineers were part of the group of staff from different agencies that did the investigative inspections last week, and our engineers are looking in detail at the information collected during the inspections trying to identify any possible sources of chromium emissions.
Okay, thank you, Amir. Next update is going to be a monitoring update from Dr. Miyasato.
Thank you, Derek. So as you heard from our town hall meeting, we are continuing to have expanding sampling throughout the city of Paramount. The most recent updates that we have are located on our website, so we really encourage you to visit www.aqmd.gov, and then if you just do a search for Paramount or look on the right-hand side of the webpage, you'll see the update link. We're sampling in a 1-in-3 schedule, so the most recent data that is available on our website is on December 5th. The levels on the 5th were fairly low. The highest was at 0.67 nanograms per meter cubed. The data for the next sampling day is the 8th. We will have that finalized today and put on the website. We saw some return to high levels near Anaplex on the order of 10 nanograms per meter cubed. And again, as I mentioned, we'll have that data finalized and put up on the website today. Our next sampling day would then be the 11th of December. We are finalizing that data and we'll hopefully put that up on the website shortly. As we mentioned last night, we're continuing to work with the California Air Resources Board to deploy monitors at the schools throughout Paramount. We've identified and received approval to locate monitors at 6 schools. Those are Jackson, Zamboni, Keppel, Mokler, sorry, I keep doing that, Alondra, and Wirtz. And I just want to reiterate is that these are schools that we are deploying sampling, but it's not the end of the campaign. We will be looking at other schools as well, so that is not an all-inclusive list. Finally, we are deploying our mobile samplers downwind of Press Forge and Weber, so that they will be located across the railroad tracks near the hospitals, and we hope to have those in by the end of the week.
Is that it, Dr. Miyasato?
That concludes the...
Thank you very much, Dr. Miyasato. Again, I want to remind you that if you have questions, please submit them via email to us at public advisor at aqmd.gov. Again, that's public advisor at aqmd.gov. Our next update is going to be community outreach, and I will be giving that presentation or update. As you know and mentioned earlier, we had a public town hall meeting last evening. One of the items that was discussed is this call that we have with the public at 11:30. We are going to be changing the time of this call based on input that we got last night at the public meeting. This call is going to begin starting next Tuesday at 6:30 next week. Again, it's going to be the same phone number, the same passcode. Again, going to be at 6:30 beginning next Tuesday. We will be sending out an email flyer making the notice of change of the time of the meeting, and hopefully you will be joining us on that call. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Sam Atwood. Sam Atwood's going to give an update on media.
Thank you, Derek. So just as we've been working to keep the community members updated and apprised of all of our activities about Paramount, so we have also been doing the same for news media. We had a number of news media outlets at the town hall meeting last night. For those who were there, you probably saw them, perhaps spoke to them. And FYI, those included three TV stations, local affiliates, ABC Channel 7, Fox 11 News, Channel 34 Univision, Spanish language, as well as reporters with the LA Times, the Long Beach Press-Telegram, and KPCC Public Radio. Thank you, Derek. That's it.
Okay, thank you. So again, I'm going to ask if you have any questions, please submit them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. We have one question from Tony Barbosa, or got three questions actually. The first one is regarding Anaplex. How long have the heated tanks found to be meeting extremely high levels of chrome 6 in operation? Was this equipment permitted? Was the process allowed under existing regulations? Why don't we answer that question first, and then we'll go on to his other two.
Derek, this is Bay. This is part of our ongoing investigation. As you know, there's legal proceedings that are going on tomorrow, and we'll be continuing. And so at this point, I need to say that, you know, our investigation and our enforcement action are ongoing, and we're still investigating those issues.
All right, thank you, Babe. Question two from Tony. Regarding Aerocraft, how long has the quenching bath with the highest hex chrome emissions been in operation? Was this equipment permitted? Was the process allowed under existing regulations?
Thank you, Derek, and we have the same answer for that question as well.
All right, thank you. The last question from Tony is Anaplex cooperating with the investigation? Is Aerocraft cooperating?
So we, with respect to those questions, to the degree it relates to ongoing enforcement actions, I won't have a comment. I will, however, state that one of our recent notices of violation was issued to Anaplex for failing to timely respond to our document requests for certain records.
Okay, we're gonna put you, we got no more questions at this time. I'll put you on mute and wait for any additional questions. Actually, we're not gonna put you on mute. We're gonna wait for additional questions. Thank you. Again, if you want to submit questions, please send them to publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Okay, got a question from Tony again. What is the rationale behind the December 9 public advisory on open air metal grinding? How many businesses received these suggestions? Why now and not earlier? We'll start off with that question first.
So, my name is Susan Nakamura. As we were working on the Rule 1430, which is the grinding from the forging facilities, we had identified some of the forging facilities that were conducting open grinding. And so as we started, you know, working more and more in the working group, it came to kind of the importance of really notifying these facilities and letting them know that they should not be conducting open grinding if they are. And so the proposed rule right now as drafted would prohibit open grinding. So we're notifying facilities through the rulemaking and then also with this advisory.
Thank you. The next question that Tony has, are any of the hex chrome emitting processes identified at Anaplex and Aerocraft not covered under existing regulations or permit requirements? Will any additional rules be necessary?
So, this is Susan Nakamura again. For Aerocraft, there are, for example, the quenching tank, which it is not required to have a district permit. And as we did the source testing, it revealed that it's a potential source of hexavalent chrome and that it's new information for our agency as well as other agencies as a new source of potential hexavalent chrome emissions. So we do have on our rule forecast report, which we was presented at the December governing board meeting, a proposed rule for heat treating facilities. So as we move along through the investigation and find other sources of hexavalent chrome or other metals, that we would incorporate that in a rule.
All right, thank you, Susan. The next question is from Brendan. Regarding Anaplex emissions, I assume the hex chrome emissions are related to chromatic conversion plating, also known as chem film or allodyne. I assume this is a common problem for any such plater that must have a simple common fix. One, was Anaplex doing something different or not doing something necessary? Or two, is this emission unavoidable for this type of plating? And then, does AQMD have a best practices or stance on this type of plating?
Okay, let me...
Amir, you're gonna answer the question?
Yes. Okay, so this is Amir Deshbakh from Engineering and Permitting. First of all, these are not, the Anaplex does not do chrome plating, they do chrome anodizing, meaning they use chromic acid in their process to add additional layers of metal oxidation level layers to the part that they have in the process. So it just helps the metal not to become actually makes it more resistant to corrosion process. Was Anaplex doing something different or not doing something necessary? Well, we believe Anaplex was doing something that was different from what we had expected them to do. They did have the appropriate control measures that we required them, but now that we are looking at their process a lot more carefully, and we're concerned with some of the emissions from some of the other tanks that they have that we may have not looked at more closely at when we permitted this facility. Well, emissions are part of this process. However, facilities are required to have the appropriate control devices for their anodizing operations. Does AKMD have a best practice or standard in this type of plating? Again, this is not a type of a plating. However, we are looking at the facility's fugitive emissions, and we are also looking if they can do operations in a manner that would reduce the chrome emissions from their facility.
Okay, thank you, Amir. We have a question from James Simonelli. Will the new call time be AM or PM? It will be in the evening and PM. His second question, 88 facilities were identified in the city of Paramount on November 30th. How many of them have been inspected? Bay, you want to answer that question?
So far, with respect to the call time, that's going to be PM.
I already answered that question.
Okay.
Number two.
Number two, how many have been inspected? So far, we've inspected approximately 170 facilities. We have additional facilities that we are continuing to inspect. And I believe all of those have been inspected, but again, our investigation is ongoing. We've also received information from people from the public, community members, who've also had suggestions of facilities to investigate. So we've also been looking into those as well. So thank you for that.
All right. Thank you, Bay. We are waiting for more questions. Again, the email address is publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Just a little bit of information for those of you who are maybe interested in coming up to the hearing board meeting tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The city of Paramount is providing transportation from the city up to our headquarters for the hearing board meeting. You can contact the city and they will give you more information on the location of the pickup and what time. We got another question from Mauricio Hernandez from the 177 companies checked as mentioned yesterday. How many of those companies were metal processing related businesses? Have any other type of business been investigated? So that's question number one. I'll let Bay handle that one.
So we'll have to get back to you with specifics on that if you want specific numbers.
Okay, and then second part of the question, at what point in time, date, was the AQMD aware of levels being so high of hexavalent chromium here in Paramount?
So this is Jason. To answer the question, we had expanded our monitoring efforts in late October and mid-October, so we became aware of the elevated levels of hexavalent chromium towards that mid to late October time frame.
Thank you. So we have another question from James Simonelli. The question is, just to clarify, the SCAQMD has visited 170 metal facilities in Paramount. Is this list available? Bay?
Can that include just on the door-to-doors?
So we'll need to.
Oh, yeah, the list of the metal related facilities that the city of Paramount provided us is up on our website. But there's other facilities that our agency has identified, and then there's additional facilities that the community has identified. So the only list that's currently up on our website is the list of facilities that was provided from the city of Paramount.
All right. Next question is from Tony Barbosa. Question is, do portable air monitors being Do the portable air monitors being placed near Weber metals and press forge detect hex chrome or other metals as well?
So the samplers that have been placed near Weber metals and press forge are looking for hexavalent chromium specifically.
All right, thank you.
And that's Jason.
And that was Jason Lowe. Got a question from Rachel Ranga. The question is, what was the unpermitted equipment for which the violations were issued for? What do these pieces of equipment do? That's the first part of her question. I'll let Bay answer that question.
So for Procast, it related to crucibles. And those are used to melt metals. And for Golden State Engineering, those were for wastewater evaporator that was operating without a permit, and a batch-loaded cold cleaner that was operated without a permit.
Okay, our second question is, what records did Anaplex fail to provide? Can you detail the other orders to comply?
So again, Anaplex failed to provide some records that we were requesting to help further our investigation. The other orders to comply, there has been approximately 38 issued. And as a general matter, they seek information to help us continue our investigations, and those investigations are ongoing.
Thank you, Bay. Just a reminder, we're going to be hosting the town hall meeting from last night, the presentations online today. By the end of the day, they should be up. So if you want more information, you can go ahead and visit our website to get the presentations that were given last night. And also mention, thank you very much, Joe. We're going to also be posting the hearing board video. That is information on what the hearing board does and how you can testify. That'll be up on the web today also. We're waiting for more questions. We're waiting for questions. Again, publicadvisor@aqmd.gov. Still waiting. In case anyone joined late, beginning next Tuesday, the conference call for the public. This conference call will be at 6:30 p.m. in the evening. It'll be the same phone number and the same passcode. So again, beginning next Tuesday, this call will begin at 6:30 p.m. We'll wait a couple more minutes. Okay, seeing there's no other questions, we want to thank you again. The next call will be next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m. Thank you very much.
Thank you.